And say if you were setting the table, you'd give everyone a plate, and then next to the plate, you'd give them a...
I'll let you do it now, if you think it's too big.
To eat with, you'd have a...
Just do it this way.
Well, your silver, knife, fork, and spoon, but... Okay. Yes, we have the same things we have now.
What the? Say, nowadays, if you serve steak...
You might use steak knives.
Okay. Say if the... You say after she washes the dishes, then she wets them in clear water.
Rinse.
You say so she...
38.
Would rinse them, R-I-N-S-E.
And the cloth or rag you use when you're washing dishes?
Well, dishcloth or dish rag.
Okay.
Either way.
And drying dishes?
It's about an inch.
Well, we usually say dish towel for the ones that we use for drying.
What about for bathing your face?
I'll send it right here, and nobody has to be the wiser.
Well, in the old days, as I said, we had this washstand with the pitcher and the bowl.
Oh, that's all right.
And we washed. If you were outdoors, there might be a pump or a... Long time ago, there would be a pump outdoors as well as inside. And if you were out playing, you know, there was a pan there, a wash pan there. And you could run wash your face and hands there, at least your hands, you know, before you go to meals. We did that outside sometimes. I mean, out back on the porch, you know, near the kitchen.
A little narrow, but you didn't worry about that.
But
what about it?
Of course, after we had water in the house, you know, and after we had city water, of course, we had our bathrooms indoors, and it's just like it is now. And that's been quite a long time.
What would you call the cloth or rag you used to bathe your face
with?
Wash your rag or washcloth.
I've worn it a couple of times, and all I've worn it.
Say if you were going to turn on the water, you'd go to the sink and turn on the
spigot.
And something similar to that outside that you could hook your hose up to.
Well, it'd be the same thing. It'd just be an outside spigot.
Okay. What about on a barrel?
On a barrel.
Uh-huh. Would you call it the same you could turn on, say, on a water barrel?
Yeah, could
you call that a spigot?
Well, I suppose you could. I don't know.
Okay.
Never had one.
And did you ever hear of a stand of lard?
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah. And
say if you wanted to pour some water into a bottle with a narrow mouth, something like a Coke bottle you'd use.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Funnel.
Okay. And if you were driving horses and wanted them to go faster, you'd hit them with a
whip.
And say if you bought some fruit at the store nowadays, the grocer would put it in a...
You just put it in a bag.
Okay. What would that be?
Shopping bag.
What would that be made out of?
A grocery bag. Usually paper. If you buy shopping bags, of course, they can be made out of anything.
And what did, say, 50 pounds of flour used to come in? 25 or 50 pounds?
I don't know. We never did. I think they used to get them in barrels, but we never did buy it like that.
Well, what if it's something out of cloth that would come in?
Flour sack.
Okay. And what about beans? For cattle. You know that kind of rough cloth? Do you know what I mean?
Well, they sell some made-order shoes.
Well, you just call them feed sacks, I suppose. I don't know.